He has been my assistant since I enlisted as company physician. His judgment is sound, yet health is my responsibility, ultimately. They were waiting for us, Croker. Darling was gone from the mouth of the tunnel, back to the stomach of our subterranean fastness. The sun remained bloody in the east, legacy of the change storms passing. Something big drifted across its face. Wind whale. Ambush, I glanced back at the patrol. Not us specifically, for trouble. They were on the ball. The patrol had had a double mission. To contact our sympathizers in Tanner to find out if the lady's people were coming alive after a long hiatus. And to raid the garrison there in order to prove we could hurt an empire that bestrides half a world. As we passed it, the menhir said,
"There are strangers on the plain, Croker."
Why do these things happen to me? The big stones talk to me more than to anyone else. Twice a charm, I paid attention. For a menhir to repeat itself meant it considered its message critical. "The men hunting you?" I asked One Eye. He shrugged. "They wouldn't give up. What's happening out there? Hiding on the plain, I might as well be buried alive." One Eye's face remained unreadable. "Corder will tell it." "Corder? That the guy you brought in?" I knew the name, though not the man. One of our best informants. "Yeah." "No good news, eh?" "No." We slipped into the tunnel which leads down to our warren, our stinking, moldering, damp, tight little rabbit-hole fortress. It is disgusting, but it is the heart and soul of the new White Rose Rebellion, the new hope, as it is whispered among the captive nations, the joke hope to those of us who live here. It is as bad as any rat-infested dungeon, though a man can leave. If he does not mind a venture into a world where all the might of an empire is turned upon him. Chapter 2 The Plain of Fear. Corder was our eyes and ears in Tanner. He had contacts everywhere. His work against the lady goes back decades. He is one of the few who escaped her wrath at Charm, where she obliterated the rebel of old. In great part, the company was responsible. In those days, we were her strong right arm. We piloted her enemies into the trap. 250,000 men died at Charm. Never was there a battle so vast or grim, nor an outcome so definitive. Even the Dominator's bloody failure in the Old Forest consumed but half as many lives. Fate compelled us to switch sides, once there was no one left to help us in our fight. One Eye's wound was as clean as he claimed. I cut him loose, ambled off to my quarters. Word was, Darling wanted the patrol rested before she accepted its report. I shivered with premonition, afraid to hear their tidings. An old, tired man, that is what I am. What became of the old fire, drive, ambition? There were dreams once upon a time, dreams now all but forgotten. On sad days I dust them off and fondle them nostalgically, with a patronizing wonder at the naivete of the youth who dreamed them. Old infests my quarters. My great project, 80 pounds of ancient documents, captured from the general Whisper when we served the lady and Whisper the rebel. They are supposed to contain the key to breaking